Boker Tov. Let me tone this down. I don't know. I didn't hear. Nishpalela. Father, once again, thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for causing your face to shine upon us. And we thank you for another day to live for you, for your pleasure, and for your glory. We commit ourselves into your hands, and we ask that you would bless us and help us with and strengthen us in our studies of the Hebrew language. We pray, Lord, that you would work in our lives by the power of your Holy Spirit to teach us and to instruct us and to help us to assimilate the language that we might read your word in Hebrew with understanding, with comprehension, and Lord, that really, that we might know and understand you and your ways and your word as you originally delivered it to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Let's, let me see. Yeah, let's do this. You don't need the English, right? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Sevaot, Asher Times I'm looking at the words too, and it reinforces your understanding of the pronunciation of the vowels and the spelling of the words. Hashem Adonai, Hallelujah. Baruch haba, Hashem Adonai, Hallelujah. Baruch haba, Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Baruch haba, b'shem Adonai. Alleluia. Beruch haba b'shem Adonai. Beruch haba b'shem great song for Easter. Remember when Jesus rode into Jerusalem? Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. In the name of the Lord. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Beshem Adonai. Alleluia. Baruch haba Beshem Adonai. Beshem Adonai. Alleluia. 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 That's a good one too. Secha Elohim, Lamb of God. That's a good one for Easter. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Let me see. To reduce it. Yeshua Chai, Jesus lives. There's a little bit to say, Acha Elohim. There you go. Whoa. Secha Elohim, Chanos Hatat Chaolam. Lamb of God that carries the sin of the world, that bears the sin of the world. Racham na, please have compassion. Aleinu. Adon ve'goel ben Elohim, Son of God. Chanenu. Yeshua. Anu. Betzacha. Vim. Lefenecha. That's a good one to let's see what it, let's just listen to it. Haven't fully learned all of these songs, but well, there we go right here. So Sehata Alam Rachna Aleinu Adon Ve'or Ben Elohi Aleinu Rachna Aleinu Adon Ve'or Ben Elohi Aleinu
Yeshua.
The voice is so high, I always feel like I gotta sing it that high.
Yeshua,
Anu Mishpachavim Lefanecha. Ha'olam Rachem na'aleinu Adon ve'goel Ben Elohim Hanenu Rachem na'aleinu Adon ve'goel Ben Elohim Hanenu Yeshua, Anu Mishtachavim Lefanecha. Yeshua, Anu Mishtachavim Lefanecha. Yeshua, Anu Mishtachavim Lefanecha. Yeshua, Yeshua, Anu Mishtachavim Lefanecha. Great. Practice. Practice makes perfect, you know. Think what we'll do is we'll do something a little bit different. Why don't we go through the dialogue first, and then you can take the quiz.
Okay.
I was hoping Julie was here. I was thinking about that would be just a good way of because I kind of do that sometimes with the guys in the school of ministry. Review what's going to be on the quiz before they take the quiz.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, that kind of takes the edge.
Sure.
We're right, there we are, page 177. Okay. Aleinu lechodia lamelech. Etza tova, Hashem yachale et chayir. Hastoret tagen aleinu. El tiftecheva. Haketz ba. That's the dialogue. Let's look at the words now. And have you noticed how easy it is to follow along without the vowel pointings? You haven't discovered that yet? Once you get it inside of you, once you remember it, then you know it. Even listening with the recordings following along here, that's what you're supposed to do, is learn the writing, you know, to reinforce the writing system over here, the vowel system. Right.
If you already know.
If you know the word.
But if you don't, if you're not super familiar with stuff.
I was trying to look at the Shema part, and I could barely remember it without the vowel. So I had to go back and write it all down with the vowel.
Yeah.
It's not in there yet.
Well, you know, at this stage it's important to do that, but it's a good idea to try it without the vowels, you know, because you might discover that you've... the light might come on. If you're just looking at it, like if you go to Israel, you're going to see signs and they're not going to have vowels. You're going to say, well, what is that?
I don't know how they read the paper.
That's because they know the language. They're fluent. If you're fluent in the language, you don't need the vowels. You know what the words are. And that's the goal. We're moving towards fluency. And in any language, you need about a couple of thousand words to be fluent in the language. And so we're not there yet. I'm not there yet. Okay, let's... Mem Gemel. Let me see. And this is page 178 in the books. If you have your books, I can blow it up a little bit. But Yerech Haem Yonah. Okay, Mem Gemel, right here. Aleinu. Aleinu. Lechodia. Lechodia. Hu Chodia. Hu Yodia. La Melech. And then the line. Mem Gemel. Aleinu la Chodia la Melech. Aleinu la Chodia la Melech. And Mem Dalet. Eitza. Tova. Then Hayem, Mem Dalet, Etza Tova, Etza Tova. Mem He, Hashem, Hashem, Yechale, Yechale, Hukala, sorry, Hukila. Hukila et ha'ir. Ha'ir. Okay. Memhe, Yona. Hashem yechale et ha'ir. Good. Tov. Memvav. Ashtoret. Ashtoret, Tagen, Tagen, Huhegen, Huyagen, Aleinu, Aleinu. We had that in one of our songs, huh? And it is the preposition with the pronominal suffix. On us, and you see over us. to two different possibilities. This, and this happens to be a stative verb. You know that, well, I think he says something about that in the dialogue, I mean, in the exercises later. But it's that's the vowel pattern with Comet and Sari. And, but this right here, Tagen and Hagen, that is just the inflected form for she. That Tav replaces the He. And it's Tagen. She will defend. Okay.
I like in the reading how it was low.
Low.
She will not defend. She will not.
Yeah. Okay. Ashtoret Tagen Alenu. Ashtoret Tagen Alenu. Al mit Mem sein. Al Tiftache. It almost sounds like Tiftache. Tiftachi. Hu Batach. Hu Yiftach. Ba. Okay. Al tiftecheba. Al tiftecheba. Okay, memchet. Hachetz. Ba. Hu ba. Hu yivo. Hu yavo. You remember that's from the song Yavo, Ve Yavo. Okay. Hachetz ba. And you notice that these words sound the same, but they're spelled differently and they have different meanings. Ba, ba. And one is a verb and one's a preposition with a pronominal suffix. In her. And this one is coming, the participle. But, you know, I mean, that's pretty common in any languages where you have words that sound the same, that are spelled different, that have different meanings. Sometimes that's where they get the play in words. Okay. Why don't we do the dialogue together? Okay, Kathy Bat Yorea and Mina Chaim and Carlton Yona.
Aleinu lehodia la melech.
Al tiftecheva, dat tiftecheva.
And then it's haketzba. Haketzba. I don't know how to say it.
I'm sure that he said it in very monotone. Haketzba. I'm sure he wasn't eager to see. He wasn't.
He was eager. He was a bad guy.
Eager to see them to repent.
Compassionate, loving guy.
I'm sure he said it as a matter of fact way. Hachetz ba. I'll do Jonah this time and I'll show you. Okay.
God was trying to tell him, you know, hey, shouldn't I have, you know, mercy on these people? And Jonah was kind of wanting men to be destroyed. I don't think he was compassionate.
Well, I'm sure he said it like matter of fact, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I'm just you have to speculate when you
sure.
When it comes to their tone of voice. I kind of imagine different scenarios. Sometimes you think of, he might have said it in a harsh, mm-hmm. condemning tone, or he just might have just said it as a matter of fact. Hey, the end's coming. The Lord's going to overturn this city. You know, sometimes those messages, you know, you don't, what? What did you say? Okay. Bat Yireach, Mina, and Kathy, Ha'em, Ani Yonah. Bat Yireach. Hashem Yechalei Atayir. Haketz Ba. Okay. Now, that was my contribution to interpretation. Okay. Kathy, you can be Yonah, and you can give us your interpretation, your artistic expression. And Carlton, Bet Yireach. Ani Chaim.
Aleinu Hodea Lamelech.
Et Tatova.
Hashem Yechale Et Ha'ir.
Ashtoret Hagen Aleinu.
Al Tiftecheva.
Haketzba.
There you go. I'm sure Jonah said it just like that. What? Okay. Well, why don't we do your adventure in learning, as Carl Westerlund likes to call him. Said that once and somebody laughed. We don't say it like that no more. Well, happy birthday again. Yom Hodulat Simcha. Happy, it's in Hebrew. Okay. Happy birthday. Well, in this chapter, there was one major grammatical highlight, and it's a different verb form. This is the hefil. And what I really like is that he gives you the full spectrum of the verb in all of its different forms, and additional words that aren't necessarily on the recording, but, you know, that's a good idea when you have any of these verb patterns, is to memorize that word in all of its forms. And here he gives us, and, you know, he points out that you notice that with most verbs, there are those three root letters, like zachar, Zayin, Kaf, Resh, and Chalak, Hey, Lamed, Kaf. And you notice the vowel patterns. And, you know, that is really helpful because those vowel patterns can be pretty consistent with all the the different verbs that are in those forms, except, you know, you have some variation because of the guttural letters. They have a tendency to change. But, you know, the basic verb vowel pattern of the kal stem is kamets patak, whereas he points out here, ah, you know, because that's what you hear. But, however, he points out that some verbs have created a pattern that uses an extra hey before the consonants. It's not a pronoun. It's not a prefix. It's a part of a way of building new vocabulary. And that's what these verb patterns are called, binyanim, buildings, okay? And it's built upon the kal pattern. And that kal pattern, that's mainly, or the pa'al, as Dr. Booth calls it, that's mainly the verb form that you find in the Hebrew Bible. Two-thirds of the verb forms are pa'al or ka'al. Then you have nifal, which we've looked at, and pl, and pu'al is the passive of the pl. Then you have the hefil and the hofil, which is the passive of the hefil. And then I think a little later we look at the hitpael. So Dr. Booth considers five major verb stems. Many grammars will consider the passes, passive of the hofal and the pual as independent derivatives. That's what the grammars will call their derived stems, derived from the kal pattern. Dr. Booth calls them binyanim, or in Hebrew that means buildings, because they're built upon that pattern. In reality, there's more like 18. But many of them are just minor, and sometimes they're not found. They may be only found in one form, you know, rather than the past tense, the present tense, the future tense, or the infinitive. You just might find it only used in the participle form, you know, in the Hebrew Bible. So they don't really pay a lot of attention, you know, in the beginning grammars with all of those other ones. Those are some that you become familiar with. They're not found that often, like I was saying, the pu'al and the hofal. They're found like 1% of the time in the Hebrew Bible. That's why I think Dr. Booth prefers to put them together with the pl and the hefil, which is what we're looking at now. And these, although he doesn't point it out in this grammar point, but the hefil has a causative kind of a nuance. The subject is causing the action of the verb. And here you have, and most of the time, sometimes it is just a simple active meaning, but most of the time it's going to have that causative kind of a nuance, and that's a good place to start. That's a good way to think about it, because that's what you're going to encounter it. Like you could think about this as hishlik, he threw. You see, he caused something to be thrown. You could think about it that way. But it's causing something to happen. And so here you have hishlik, and you see, as Kathy has pointed out, you see the three root letters, the shin, the lamed, and the kaf, and the kal perfect 3ms, the lexical form would be shalach. To throw, or he threw. It seems to have just an active meaning in this case, but That causative nuance is one to keep in mind when dealing with the hefill. And the broad points of the following patterns, they may be noticed in the first reading. Okay, and then he gives you some the basic patterns. That's what I said. I really would recommend isolating this track right here as a playlist for review to get this form inside of you, because he gives you the full spectrum of the form. And these five he considers the most important. And when he does this, he's giving you the ones that you're going to encounter most of the time. That's what he's given to you right up front. He's not giving you recommending. He's exposing you to what you're going to encounter most of the time when you're reading the Hebrew Bible. And these are the five patterns that you will find most of the time. Hashlik, the infinitive pattern, and mashlik, the participle. And that mem at the beginning is in many of the stems, in many of the binyanim, that's an indicator of a participle. Many of them make the participle by dropping off the hay and replacing it with a mem. And in this case, it's mem patach. You see, all the vowel pointings are still there. The only thing that's changed is the mem. And the prefixed pattern, or the future tense pattern, yashlik. And you still see the vowel patterns, the same vowel patterns in each one of these. And the thematic prefix tense, this is the vavka consecutive, the sequential. That's another way of labeling it. That's another way of identifying it as a thematic prefix pattern. But it's vayashlech. And you do notice some changes there with some of the vowels, but and with the it drops the hirik yud, but that is the pattern for that particular the vowel pattern is for the sequential. Then you have the suffix tense pattern, hishlik. He threw. And so, in addition to these five forms, the grammar point shows that several hefill verb forms these same five categories. So, you see other examples of this pattern with other words. And we've already encountered some of these words with this pattern in the drills, in the dialogues of the material that we've already covered. And he identifies it as the hefill. You can hear in the name, as you can see in hishlich, the vowel pattern of the 3MS. And there are several general characteristics of this verb pattern. Then he points that out here. The infinitive, the vowels are A class vowel, A, E, and not counting any preposition. And the infinitive, many times it will have that preposition. It's called an infinitive construct. When it doesn't have the infinitive, it's an infinitive absolute. But many times the infinitive will be attached to a preposition. And here you have lahashlik. And that you see the pattern? That's why he highlights the pattern here, ha, with a silent shiva. And the hirik yod, and probably the main that hey and the here and the yod are probably the hirik yod are probably the easiest way to identify this form. I always like to think about it as a flag waving at you. Hefel. There's that flag. And there you see the. Here you see some other examples. La Hashlik and La Hazik, to proclaim. You see the root in there, the Zayin, the Ayin, and the Kof, Zaach, Lihazik. Lachapil, Tatas, and if you notice, this is from Nun, Pei, Lamed, Nafal. The Nun has assimilated. We already saw that. Sometimes that Nun gets absorbed as a Dagesh, Forte, the doubling Dagesh. Lihapil. And with each one of these, you could give it. He caused to throw. He caused to proclaim. He caused to summon. He's causing something to happen. The subject is causing the action of the verb. That's the idea. And Lachalot. These are other examples with these words. Lachatil, Lachashiv. And then the participle form. And you see the basic pattern. That's good. He's giving you the basic pattern. I can't highlight the whole thing because it's just the way it is. But a lot of times, this is what you hear on the recording is this first row up here. And you don't have a recording for all of them, which is good because you're getting the full spectrum of that word, of one word in all of its different possible forms. And this is how the participle, you remember, the participle, the masculine singer doesn't have an ending. The tav or the kamate can be the feminine singular ending. The hirik yod mem is the masculine plural ending. And ot, holam vav tav, is the feminine plural ending. And in each one of them, there's that mem. The mem and the vocal, the silent shava, and the hirik yod. And you see that all the way through. Mashlich, maslechet, maslachim, maslachot. And once you get it down, then you could try it out on some of the other ones. I mean, that's what I would do. I would just spend a little time and work through those as well. You know, and just to kind of reinforce it. But this is just to show you that that pattern, these patterns are consistent. Mazek, mazechet, mazechim, mazechot, mapil, mapelet, mapelim, mapelot, ma'al, ma'alai, ma'ale, ma'ala, ma'alim, ma'alot. And of course, you would need an object. You know, that couldn't stand alone. It would need, you're dropping something, okay? You're bringing up something. And so, the prefix, the future tense of the verb is built on this hey pattern. And it uses the standard prefixes and suffixes, which we've already have covered, which we've already been exposed to. And that is this prefix is consistent for all verbs. That's why it was important to learn that pattern so that you can recognize it when you encounter it in the text. And here you see the pattern is very simply the future tense pattern is comets, and Patach, Silent Shiva, here it goes. It's kind of like the same up here. You still have it up, the same pattern, except the prefix. And this one, they give you the third masculine singular because that is usually this pattern right here. But you could actually put anything up there. You could put the Aleph there. You could put the Tav there. You could put the Nun up there. This is just giving you the basic pattern using that yud. But it's Patach and Silent Shiva, Hirik Yod. See, there's that Hirik Yod again. It's waving at, hey you, I'm a Hefil. And you see that all the way through. And again, on the recordings, this is the one that you have right here, Shalach. He's giving it to you with the same word in all the different forms. And it's a good way to learn it. With the basics of biblical Hebrew, which we use in the school of ministry, they use the same paradigm form for everything. It's katal, to kill. I don't know why. Maybe it's because there is no weak verb, no weak vowels, so there's no funky changes in order to teach. And this word is a good word like that too, because there's no, these letters don't change. You'll see the root in every one of them. Then you get the sequential past tense, the Vav Hachipach, or the Vav consecutive. And here you see the pattern. And you know the Vav consecutive consists of the Vav, the Patach, and the Dagesh. Okay, so you see that there already. That's just regular and consistent with the Vav consecutives, with the sequentials. But again, you have the Patach and you have the Sain Shaval. But in this case, you have a shift. Well, you'll notice, first of all, he just points out this right here, that the Patach under the, on the first singular, the first common singular, the Patach is lengthened to comets. That's because of the Aleph. Okay, it can't receive a Dagesh. It rejects the Dagesh, and it causes that the comets to replace the Patach. The Patach lengthens. It's called compensatory lengthening. And as with his recommendation, just practice reading them with the right pronoun. And you hear that like Ani Vyashlach. Okay, and ata ve'tashlach, tashlech. Okay, but that's just to reinforce the your understanding of the prefix, what the prefix means. And see, like he's telling you right here, va'ashlech, ani v'tashlech, lex, v'tashlech ata. No, he's saying it, doing it after the word. Ve'ashlech ani, ve'tashlach ata, ve'tashlach lachi at, ve'ashlech hu, and That's a good way of learning it, just to reinforce the your understanding of the prefixes. And and the reason that the vowel changes is because the syllables change, and it lengthens the hirik yod is lengthened to a seri. If you come back next year, I'll explain all that as we work through the grammar. So you see, his method is you pick up the grammar as you're being exposed to the language. You get a feel for it, for what's right and what's wrong. But here, he stops and he focuses on the vowel patterns. The past tense of the verb in the hey pattern, the he fell pattern, it uses standard suffixes, which is what we've already learned, in that they don't change, they're consistent. That's why it's important to learn. I mean, that's why it's helpful to learn it just with one word, as we did in those early chapters. But that's being reinforced here. Those endings are consistent, and they mean the same thing. And again, he just says, for practice, read the pronoun together with the verb form. Ani hishlakti, ata hishlakta, at hishlakt, hu hishlik, he hishlacha, and so on. And you see the pattern. He hirik. Silent shava, hirik yod. And that's the pattern for the past tense. You see it, you can see it in every form all the way down. Hey, Herrick. And hey, Herrick, hey, Herrick, hey, Herrick. And again, the reason that this has changed it's because the accent has shifted. The vowel, because you've added something to the end of the word. The accent has shifted from what's called pretonic. The accented syllable is called tonic, and the syllable before that's called pretonic, and the one before that is propretonic, and that's what we have here is propretonic reduction, because the accent has shifted so that. This syllable, which was pretonic, because look at the third masculine singular, hishlik, right there. Okay, that is the hirik yod, the lamed hirik yod is pretonic, but when you add something to the end of it, it's propretonic, because the accent's no longer on the kaf, but it's on the final syllable. Hishlachta would be the way to slow it down. Hishlachta. Okay? And hishlachet. The accent has shifted. That's what's happened there. That's why you have that change. All the way, you see it all the way down through. Hishlachu, hishlachu. They forgot the hirik on him. Hishlachu. And remember,
so it
hishlachu. It's the same as henna. Hishlachu. These two forms are the same. Yeah. He just left it out. And again, regardless of whether the English explanation helps or hinders, please listen to the recording until you can hear the forms, and then continue with the chapter. So it's just really to familiarize you with this pattern. And memorizing it using these recordings is a goal that you can set for yourself at a later time, and it will help develop fluency. But your first time through, you just want to follow his recommendations. Just listen to it and become familiar with it. And he's given you all these other examples so that you can see it. Don't let that throw you off. It's always this first column right here that you hear on the recordings. And these other examples of words in this form shows you that the basic pattern remains. And what you have here happening here, the changes that you have are simply because of the aleph. It's a weak vowel. This is what's called a weak verb. And gutturals cannot take a vocal shava. They take the hatef vowels, which is what you have here. Hishlecha. That's why you have the variation in the vowels and in each one of those. And then he gives you a summary. He gives you this is the full picture right here of the past. Well, he gives you one form, as he does with the malim when you're learning the vocabulary, before you do like the dialogue, or before you do the exercises, or in the reading of Jonah. He'll give you the third masculine singular form. That's what you have here. Hishlik, yashlik, veyashlech, mashlik, lachashlik. And that takes you right back to the very beginning. These forms right here. That's exactly what he showed you, the most important ones to learn. So concentrate on those right here. Become familiar with everything else that's in this section. But when I began reviewing it the third time, I did set this up as a playlist in order to reinforce it, in order to learn it, in order to memorize it. Though, I mean, I didn't have to do that as a part of the material that I was studying with, the basics of biblical Hebrew. They have a different approach for working with the stems, the derivatives, the binyanim, which is we call the diagnostics. So it's just learning the basic patterns of like this, like he's doing right here. Well, not here, right here, in the summary, with the past, the future, the sequential past, the participle, the infinitive. That's kind of what they're doing there, focusing on the vowel patterns. Though that would be learning the diagnostics in that way. Now, we want to look at the Shema. And just keep working with this. Just keep following the course as do it as he recommends it. You'll be picking it up as you go along, and work on memorizing the Shema. And here, you notice that on this particular when you got to this particular exercise, you had the full reading of the Shema twice, You have the woman reading it and the man reading it. The man reads a little bit slower than the woman. And I sent these to you on your email. But I have these right now. This is the whole Shema.
So this is the what? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got this from, yeah, that's it.
Pretty cool.
And this is really interesting that he gives you, you know, he gives you this background information about the Shema, you know, and how it was used back in the New Testament times, the first temple period. And I think the association with Leviticus 19:18. I'm not sure if he mentions it here, but you have the, well, I think it was earlier, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, and you shall love the Lord your God, and how they connected that with Leviticus 19:18, Ve'ahavta le'recha chamocha, and you shall love your neighbor who is like you. And those, that's the only two times in the entire Hebrew Bible that you find those two forms of Ve'ahavta. And so they put them together as the two greatest commandments. The great commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart. And the second, which is like it. And we have that with Jesus and the lawyer who asked him about the which commandment was the greatest. And that's what he recited. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And this right here gives you a historical background for that. And I really appreciate that because it helps in the motivation for learning it. And you see also there's an explanation from the Didache that's in there. First, love God who created you, and second, love your neighbor as yourself, or who is like you. Four historical references that it was important to in early Judaism and in early Christianity. So it's a good one to get down. It's a good one to memorize. That's why we're doing it in class. And why don't we go through this Shema real quick? Let me see if I can. I know I have it here. There it is. There we go. All right, see if you can do it together with me. We can do it like we've been doing it. I'll say it and then you can say it after me. Shema Israel.
Shema Israel.
Adonai Eloheinu.
Adonai Eloheinu.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha.
Bechol
lavavecha, lavavecha. That's a vocal shiva. Lavavecha.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a long vowel. You know, sometimes when you hear the recordings, though, they might say Lavavka. No, no, Lavavecha. It's Lavavecha. I know what it is. But sometimes, just in the pronunciation, they don't always follow the rules.
Sometimes the Shiva sounds like an S sound.
Eh. Sure. So, Uvkol Navshecha. Or Uvechol Navshecha. Could be you know, that's why I'm saying sometimes the pronunciation varies. Uvkol Neodecha Vehayu Hadvarim Haele Asher Anochi Mitzvacha Hayom Alavavecha. Veshinantam Levenecha Vedibarta Bam Veshivtecha Bevetecha Bevetecha Uvlechtecha Vaderek Uvshofecha Shokvicha Uvkomecha Ugshartam Leot Ayadecha Vechayu Letotafot Ben Anecha Uktavtam Al Mezuzot Betecha Visharecha Yeah. Like this. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, ve'chol lavavecha, uv'chol nafshecha, uv'chol me'odecha. Ve'chayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mesvacha hayom, alavavecha. Ve'shinantam levenecha, ve'dibarta bam, ve'shivtecha bevetecha, uv'leftecha v'aderek, uv'shofecha, Uvkomecha, Ukshartam leot ayadecha, Vechayu letotofot ben anecha, Uktavtam al mezuzo betecha, Uvisharecha, Vehavta lerecha chamocha, Ani Adonai. I always throw that one on there. You get that one in a later chapter. But I always add that. And I learned it by using these recordings, by concentrating on each verse. As Dr. Booth recommended it, reinforcing the vocabulary, and then practicing it, listening to it, and then attempting to say it. And then going back and listening to it again to correct my mistakes. And even doing it this way, it's better to learn it from the recording rather than trying to sound it out. Because with the recording, you're learning how it's supposed to sound. Okay, now you have two full recordings in this chapter, the man and the woman. And let me see. I have another one, which I'll play for you after the break. So let's take a break. Have some more cake. So the Shema is worth learning because of its importance. Yes?
The Shema itself, what is it referring to specifically? The word Shema in this
Shema. Case, it's a, imperative. It's an imperative. Right. It means listen. It's the third masculine singular form, and because he's addressing Israel as one person. No, this is Moses speaking to the children of Israel, and this is He's calling them to listen. And there are other places where it says, has Shema. And when they do the Shema, there are like three other passages that have that same pattern, Shema. And so it means to listen, pay attention. Yeah. No. No. Here. And, you know, incidentally, you know, whenever in the Old Testament, when it speaks of hear, and even in the New Testament, when it speaks of hearing, it means doing. You know, that idea goes hand in hand. That's why when you get to James, he says, be doers of the word and not just hearers only, because hearing is doing. When God says hear, he means do. You know. So here I wanted to play this for you. Let me see. This is the rabbi. It should come up any minute. It's kind of fun because they read it faster. Oh, here we go.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavecha, uvchol nafshecha, uvchol meodecha. Ve'hayu haddevarim ha'ele, asher anochim mitzavvecha hayom al levavecha, ve'shinnantam levanecha, ve'dibarta bam, beshivtecha bevetecha, uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshochvecha uvkumecha. וקשרתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך. שמע ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני אחד, ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך, בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. והיו הדברים האלה, אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבביך, ושיננתם לבניך, ודיברת בם בשבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ובשוכבך ובקומך. וקשרתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך.
41 seconds. Okay. Now here's the message.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha, uvchol nafshecha, uvchol meodecha. Ve'hayu hadevarim ha'ele, asher anochi metzavecha hayom, al levavcha. ושיננתם לבניך, ודיברת בם, בשבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ובשוכבך, ובקומך. וקשרתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך. וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך, ובשעריך.
55
שמע ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני אחד. ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך. ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת בם בשבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ובשוכבך ובקומך. וקשרתם לאות על ידיך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך, ובשעריך. Shema Israel, Adonai.
46 seconds, so you can see the difference. The male voice is a radio announcer, and I think the female voice is Dr. Boo's daughter, Rachel. Yeah. And the rabbi, that's one that you can find. You can find that on the internet. A Hebrew for Christians. I mean, that's the recordings that you'll find there. And that's tied with the site that, the site that has the entire Bible, the Hebrew Bible. You can look at it just in Hebrew, or you can have Hebrew-English parallel. But you can hear it being read in Hebrew too with that recording. I have a recording at home. It's the Hebrew Bible with a radio announcer. They used to broadcast these radio the Hebrew scriptures being read on the radio in Israel, and so they're really clear. They're like that particular reading right there. Very distinct, very clear, very articulate, which is helpful when you're learning, you know. And then after you've began to assimilate the language, then you can speed it up. Then you can do it like the rabbi: Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. That's how they do. That's how they read it in the synagogues. I told you I went to Israel, and they were reading the Book of Esther. The first synagogue that I went to, which is really informal, the reading was slower. It was easier to follow. But then the second time I went, the services were more formal, and the reading was like lightning speed. I gave up. I just started listening. You know, because it was the way... Sure. And you get some variety too.
Yeah.
You know.
Ladies too, actually. They have good voices, you know, but you can hear what they're saying. That's the nice part. So.
Right here. See, there's the Hebrew English Bible. And you can find, there's the recordings right here. And you can do, you just go to the book of the Bible that you want, and you click it. There you go.
Hamisha Humshe Torah, Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve et haaretz, ve haaretz hayeta tohu vavohu, ve hoshech al pene tehom. Veruah Elohim merachefet al penei hamayim.
That was Genesis 1, just to give you an example. But that's the recording that you'll find. And this is www.mechonmamri.org. Let me see. I can send it to you. And that's what I'll do, is I'll send it to you. I'll send you the recording with the rabbi, and I'll send you, I have another document that I made for the School of Ministry where I pulled out all the pages with the Shema so that you can listen to the recordings, and you can follow along without having to flip to all the pages in the book. Mm-hmm. And then you have a full reading here. Let me show you, I also send this. I'll send you everything that I can, because I want you to memorize this by the end of school. So during the break, this is something you could work on.
Well, this reading that we had to do this week about the historical background, uh-huh. It makes me want to do it every day.
Awesome.
I want to remind myself.
This is one that I came up with too. Without the first. Verse Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, because everybody has that. I should have included that in there too. But Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, Bechol Lavavecha, Uvkol Nafshecha, uvkol me'odeka. See, I kind of did what Dr. Booth does, breaks it down phrase by phrase. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anokim etzvacha hayom ha'alavavecha ve'shinantam levenecha ve'divarta bam ve'shivtaka beveteka uvleftaka vaderek uvshopika uvkomeka, phrase by phrase, which is a good way of memorizing it. Just memorize each phrase. Ukshartam le'olta yadeka, and also imagining the action, imagining what you're doing, like right here, ukshartam ve'shartam ukshartam le'olta yadeka. That's binding it around your wrist as a sign. And ve'hayu le'totafot ben anecha, right between your eyes. That's that box that they put on their head. This is what they're doing. They're doing these things physically. Actually, you know, I mean, the whole emphasis, though, is that you just keep the Word of God ever before you, with the intention of doing it, of obeying it. And then I added at the end, Leviticus 19:18, Ve'achavta le'recha chamocha, ani Adonai. But I guess I should have put the whole Shema, Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. I didn't realize that I only put that, but because that's what you have with the recordings too. But that Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, I think that's why Dr. Booth says it to the end, because it's one that everybody is familiar with already. But anyway, I'll send this to you too. Maybe I'll update it to reflect, put the like this. All right. Now I noticed that this reading is pretty long. And just working through the vocabulary on the recordings is about 15 minutes. And that's why it's a good idea to kind of break your listening up into manageable sections. I mean, I would save the Bible reading from the book of Jonah for just a day all by itself. But maybe if you only have 30 minutes and you can work through it once, great. But you need to work through it three times. But this will take about 15 or 20 minutes each time. So, I don't think we're going to have enough time to get all the way through it, though. Why don't we do a little bit of it, though? We'll do what we can. Kuf Kof Dalet. Vayagad. Vayiga.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Ga. Ah. You know, and you can hear when there's you know how they, you're going, what did they say? And you realize that they're pronouncing the ayin, a yaga, naga, naga, hu yaga, hadavar, el melek ninve. And there's a smahut for you. And the line is, Ve'yagid chadavar el melek ninve. Good. Thank you, Kathy. Okay. Kuf kof hey. Ve'yacham. Hukam. Huyakum. Mikise, Mikiso. kise. Okay? The simple understanding of that is chair, but it could also be throne. So he rose from his throne, could be, because he's the king of Nineveh. He's the Melech Nineveh. Okay, let's do the line. Kuf kof, kof kuf, kuf kof he, bayacham mikiso. Mikiso. You remember kise from part one, right? Never forget it, will you? Kuf kof vav. Vayaver Hu Heaver Yaver Hu Yaver Adarto Aderet Maalav Me, alav, then the lion. Veyaver adarto me alav. Adarto me alav. And did I go too far? I went too far. Sorry. Kuf kof zain vayikos hu kisa hu yakase sak. Yeah, now you know where we get sak from. Sak. And then the line Vayichos sach. Vayichas sach. And then Kufkaf chet. Vayashev. Hu yashav. Hu yashev. And El afer. El ha efer, sorry, efer, and then the line, vayeshev el ha efer, yes, and they sat in the ashes. And Kuf Kaf Tet Vayazach Vayazach, sorry Vayazach Hu Hizik Hizik. That's a he fell, that's what we learned. He caused the proclamation to be made. Hu Yazik. Okay. And that's just probably one line. Vayazik. Vayazach. Vayazach. Vayamo. And back down. Kuf Lamet. Vayomar. Vayomer. Beninve. And that's the line. See, I like it because he puts it in simple thought units. Vayomer beninve. And then Kuf Lamed Aleph. Mitala. Mitala. Mitaam. Mi. Ta'am. Hamelech. U Gedolav. Gedolim. Lemor. Okay. And the line. Me'atam Hamelech u'gedolav lamor. Gedolav lamor. Lamor. Okay, then Kof Lamed Bet Ha'adam Ve'behama Habachar Ve'hadzon. Yes. Al Yetamu. Itamu Ta'am Yita'am Me'uma. Me'uma. Anything. Okay. Ha'adam ve'haba'ema Habachar ve'hadzon al yitamu me'uma. Ha'adam ve'chabehama Habachar ve'hadzon al yitamu me'ama. So they didn't taste anything.
That's
amazing for the animals. Yes. Kuf, so it was pretty thorough repentance. Kuf Lamed Gemel. Al Yiru. Hu Ra'a. Hu yir'e. Okay. And then the line. Where'd I go? Keep getting lost. Kuf Lamed Gemel. Al yiru. Ooh, yeah. Then Kuf Lamed Dalet Umaim Al Yishtu. And you remember that you, it means they. Shata Yishte. And Kuf Lamed Dalet Umaim Al Yishtu. Kuf Lamed He Vayit Kitsu Hit Kasa. Hu yitkase. Sakim. Ha'adam ve'habehama. And incidentally, this hitkise, that's the next verbal form, the hitfayel, which you will encounter this week. And the line. Oh, I'm I'm sorry. I was looking at the next verse. Vayitkasu sakhim ha'adam ve'chabehama. Okay, Kuf Lamed Vav. Vayikru. Who kara? Who yikra? El Elohim. Behazikha. Hazakha. Hazak means strength. That's a Vayikru El Elohim Bechazach. Hazakha. El Elohim Bechazakha. Bokushava Haz Behazakha. And then Kuflamid Zain. Bayush Bayashuva Shavu. Bayashavu. Bayashavu. Sorry. Bayashuvu. And Hushav. Hu Yashuv. And Ish. Midarko. Chara'a. Darko. Chara'a. Umin. Chachamas. Hechamas. Yes. Hamas. Yeah, Hamas is violence. Asher. Bekapachen. Kapehem. Okay, this is a long one. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Vayashvu Ish Midarko Chara'a Umain Hamas Asher Bekapehem. Vayashvu Ish Midarko Chara'a Umin Chechamas Asher Bechafichem. And then Kuf Lamed Het Mi Yodea. Okay, that's what you were asking earlier, right, Carlton? Mi Yodea. Mi yodea. Okay, that's the line anyway. You don't even have to go back up there for that one. Yashuv. And incidentally, the imperative form is shuv. And in the Bible, it means return. But in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that is the word that's used for repent. Yes, shuv. And that's what you see that reflected in Dr. Booth's gloss here. He will return or repent. This is a future form. Okay. This is speaking of God. You know, God doesn't, he's not a man that he should repent. Lo ish el vikazevu venadavi necham. That's later on in the, that's part of, the dialogues. That's from Numbers. God is not a man that he should repent, nor the son of man that he should change. But anyway, that's the word here, and that's how it's translated in English, but that's not necessarily the meaning in Hebrew. It means to return. Perhaps he will return. Mi yodea. Yashuv ve'nacham. And Nicham, Hu Nicham, Hu Yenechem, Ha Elohim. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It almost looks like a comet, and I want to say Ho. Ha Elohim. And the footnotes are interesting because here the verse 35 on Ha Elohim, the article with the, with God, makes the one creator God unambiguous. So it's the God with the article. And many times in the Hebrew Bible, that's what you will encounter. When it's not talking about judges, it's not talking about gods, it's talking about God. And that's who is being referred to here. So let's go back up and do the line. There it is. Kuf Lamed Zayin. By Yashuvu Ish Midat No Mi Yodea. Okay. Kuf Lamed Tet. Yashuv Venecham Ha Elohim. There, it's clear. You know, and Nacham also, though it can mean remorse, it can mean have compassion. You know, when you're having compassion on somebody, that's kind of the feeling. You're feeling sorry for their sake. You know, maybe God will return and have compassion on us. Kuf Mem Ve'yashav Micharon Afo. Micharon Afo.
Afo or Po?
It looks like a Po. A Po. It's hard to tell, especially with this right here, because whenever you scan it, it kind of loses some of the quality. I've noticed that when I try to. Yes. That's why it's important to listen to the recordings. Charon. Apo. And the line. We're almost through, huh? Vayashav Macharon Apo. There you can see it a lot more clear. Mecharon Apo. Velo Noved. I already know that line without looking at the words. I think that's all he has. Mi Yodea Vayashav Apo. Then we're all the way down here on page 195. Af, okay, means anger or nose. Velo Noved. Avad, Yovad, Hu Yovad, okay, and the line is Velo Noved, and Kuf Men Bet, Vayare, and Hu Ra'a. Hu Yireh. Ha Elohim. There it is again. Et Ma'asachem. Ma'asachem. And then the line. Elonaved. Vayare Elohim et Ma'asachem. Okay. And then Kuf Mem Gimel. Ki? Shavu? Midarkam? Hara'a? Okay. Then Ki Shavu Midarkam? Chara'a. And Beyinacham Ha'elohim El Chara'a. Vayinachem ha'elohim el chara'a. And that's the line. Kuf mem dalet. Vayinachem ha'elohim el chara'a. And then Kuf mem he asher diber la'asot lahem ve'lo asa. No, we'll see if we can put that one together. Asher diber la'asot lahem. Ve'lo asa. Good. We did make it through that. Okay, so keep going. Next week. There. You see the cow in sackcloth.
Is the cow going to talk?
No. Ma'im nashuv. Ulai yinachem el chalahim. There it is. Lo ish el vikazev. Uven adam ve'it nacham. So you get that verse as a part of the dialogue. I haven't forgot it. Okay. Yevrachacha Adonai ve'ishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav lecha ve'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav lecha ve'yasem lecha shalom.